cry, my love. What a tale my thoughts could tell.
Gordon Lightfoot was born on this date in 1938 in Ontario, Canada. His first appearance at Massey Hall in Toronto was just before he turned 13 as the winner of a competition for boys with unchanged voices. After a background in barbershop quartets and as a member of a duo, Lightfoot struck out on his own in the early 60s. He had written about 75 songs when he was caught up in the country music scene and folk revival of the time. His music was discovered in 1964 when he was performing on the Toronto folk scene. Lightfoot recorded 5 albums for United Artists. Although he toured in the US and in Canada during the 60s, his chart appearances were in Canada only. But following his first LP release with Warner Brothers, a disc jockey began to play one of the tracks from that album on the radio. If You Could Read My Mind was Lightfoot's breakthrough on the US charts, reaching number 5, and was to become one of the most covered songs in popular music history. After some harder-edged music in the early 80s, followed by a very contemporary sound on his 1986 East of Midnight album, he returned to his acoustic roots and recorded 2 albums in the 90s with a sound more reminiscent of his very early recordings. Lightfoot has earned 5 Grammy nominations and 17 Juno Awards, and was inducted into the Canadian Music Hall of Fame in 1986. In 1970, he received the prestigious Order of Canada. In 1997, he received the Governor's General's Award, the highest official Canadian honor. And in September of 2001, he was inducted into the Canadian Country Music Hall of Fame.
A movie queen to play the scene of bringing all the good things out in me. But for now, love, let's be real.
The Nevada County Depot and Museum, located in the former Iron Mountain Railroad Depot in downtown Prescott, was put on the National Register of Historic Places on this date in 1978. The museum, founded in 1976 as the Nevada County State Park Association, is the only museum in Nevada County. It houses exhibits on early county history, Civil War battles fought in the area, and the railroad history of the county. It also posts rotating exhibits of photographs of daily life in the 1930s and 1940s. On this date in 1968, NBC outraged football fans by cutting away from the final minutes of a game to air a TV special, Heidi, on schedule. Viewers were deprived of seeing the Oakland Raiders come from behind to beat the New York Jets 43-32. Following this incident, television networks quit cutting away from professional sporting events until they were completed. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.